Q94, it's your own Mountain of Rock. And again, welcome to the 9 o'clock hour as we continue our preseason coaches show. Tonight is the Jamborees, and next week it's you're playing for keeps. But finishing up this cruise around area high school football, we're going to visit with head coach of the Willow Springs Bears, Logan Schwalem. Hey, Coach, how we doing, man?
Hey, Gary, thanks for having me. Appreciate you having me on.
Hey, right on. And, again, you've been with the Willow Springs Bears for a while. You've been on the coaching staff, and you've been head coach. You kind of took a break. Now you're back in it. How'd your summer go, and how's things looking for the Bears?
Hey, we came in coaching staff. Summer was really good. Day one, we got out of school probably about a week and a half, 2 weeks earlier than everybody else. We gave them a week break, and then we started right after that. So we had two and a half weeks at the end of May. For the most part, we had a good core nucleus of kids. You know, they worked hard. We had a lot of turnover on the coaching staff, so it was a lot of learning curve for the kids. But they took it by the horns, and they did a great job, of pushing themselves throughout the summer and up to this point.
You know, the thing that I really like about what's cooking at Willow Springs is you guys as coaches. You've all got some experience in coaching, but now you've had time to reflect and look back. You know, you're older. And it's kind of like fine wine, man. It gets better. You amplify the things that go good, and you learn from the things that went wrong. So, I mean, do you feel a little different as a head coach now that with a few years some years under your belt?
Yeah, I feel a heck of a lot older, Gary. I'll be honest with you, my hair is a lot wider now than what it was a few years ago. No, you mentioned right off the bat, our coaches, like I stated a minute ago, we had a little bit of a turnover on our staff. I feel like it was, it's definitely, we improved on the staff side of things. We've got some veteran coaches that have coached multiple sports.
Yep.
At the head coaching level and the assistant level. We were fortunate enough to hire Ian Airy, mm-hmm. James Lee, Jake Brookshire. And then we've had a couple of coaches that have been on our staff for many, many years, as in Jason Henley, and then Scott Tooley's been in the last couple of years. And we've got some volunteers, too. And mm-hmm. all of those guys, we have gelled really well. I mean, we've only really been together technically probably for 2 or 3 months. But the way that we coach kids and the way that they've coached kids and the way that we're pushing our kids to get better every day, setting the tone, I think, is awesome. It's great. It's good to see. And like I said, that we gel really well together. I'm a little bit, we're all in different stages than what we were 5 or 6 years ago when I did it.
Right.
Obviously you learn as you go through your years, the older you get, you learn on you, like you stated, your mistakes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, our goal is just to push our kids, we want them to be the best that they can be, not only on the field, the court, but, as human beings. I, myself, and then the other coaches, I've told them since day one, my job's not to lie to you. My job is to coach you. I'm going to love on you. I'm going to coach you hard. I'm going to push you. And so is the rest of the staff. We have high expectations. We've got some goals set that we, some achievable goals for this team coming off a year that they had last year. And we're really pushing to achieve those goals.
Well, yeah. And, having Jake, I just thank the world to Jake Brookshire, having him there. And of course, with Ian Airy, that's going to be a great little package right there. Having Jake and Airy kind of on that defensive side of the ball, Ian, he's young enough, vibrant enough. It's probably going to be hard to keep him out of pads to get out there and mingle. But I mean, having that duo right there on the defensive side of the ball, that could really be pretty explosive, couldn't it?
Absolutely. Obviously learning curve for the kids because it's all new.
Yeah.
Obviously Ian's coming straight out of his playing days at Evangel and then obviously West Plains. So he's bringing a lot of stuff, a lot of new stuff, a lot of fun things for the kids that they can really relate to. And then You know, Jake, to me, Jake's just not off or defense. He's both, you know, he's all phases of the game. He's somebody, you know, I'm always asking this or asking that, because Lord knows I don't have all the answers. You know, as a group collectively, I feel like we can come up with a lot of good answers to a lot of things. You know, I'm kind of a coach. You know, going back to, I'll quote Steve Arie. You know, I let my coaches coach, and I feel like, you know, the coaches we have on staff are all really dang good, and I trust and trust in them and to give them the responsibility to coach our kids at a high level and to push them and try to get them better.
Well, tonight it's the Jamboree, and your Willow Springs Bears. You'll be heading to Mountain Grove with the Panthers, the Bobcats, and the Houston Tigers. What specifically are you and your coaching staff going to be looking for in this Jamboree? And I caution all Bear fans, all high school football fans, don't put too much stock in the Jamborees, okay? But there are some, you know, things that you can take out of a Jamboree. And what is you and your coaching staff going to be looking at?
You know, just, you know, intensity on the field, you know, energy, you know, it's the next play. I mean, the game of football, a lot of the snaps are mistakes on both sides of the ball for every team. It doesn't matter how good or how bad they are, you know, but it's how quickly you can forget that play and make them snap it again, you know, and just have fun. Also, you know, there's going to be, like I said, there's going to be mistakes. There's going to be highs and lows throughout, you know, 12 plays. We're going to try to get a lot of people in, hopefully everyone in, get some reps. We went to multiple FUD camps this summer, so there was a lot of kids that got a lot of reps. So we're kind of treating it the same. You know, there are people that want to stay very vanilla. There's people, you know, that open the whole thing up. You know, I just want to go compete. Just get some stuff on film against some other colors. You know, obviously it's against some SCA teams that we'll see again down the line, some really good SCA teams down the line. But, you know, just getting it amped up, getting ready to go, getting ready for our week one opponent.
Are there any positional battles that are still underway that may get sorted out during this Jamboree tonight?
You know, we're deep in some positions, but the depth is younger kids. You know, we've got a big freshman class. They're going to get some reps, not necessarily battles, but finding the right combination of kids, because we have some dangerous skill players. It's our job as coaches or myself, you know, to find the right combination and, you know, to put them in spots where we can get them all the ball in space or between the tackles, whatever it may be. You know, not necessarily battles, just because, you know, there's some kids that have sacrificed some positions and they've done a great job of stepping in those shoes. There's some kids that have never played a position, you know, might have felt uncomfortable day one of summer, but every single one of them, they've gotten better to this point. They might not, you know, we might not be the greatest just yet, but they have gotten extremely better to this point since the very first day of contact in summer. So, you know, like I said, they've done a great job to this point. We've pushed them hard. We've coached them hard. And we just expect a lot out of them, you know, and we want to attain some goals that we have set.
Well, that's true. You know, a really good young class of Bears that are coming. And it's you know, it's a good thing to see coming out of Willow Springs. Everybody, head coach of the Willow Springs Bears, Logan Swallum, we appreciate you taking the time out to visit with us. And good luck tonight. Stay healthy. And we'll chat with you week one. And who is your week one opponent? You got? Is it Marionville or?
No, it's the Lincoln. It's up Lincoln, Missouri.
Lincoln. That's right. That's right. Yeah. New change. New schedule change.
Yep.
Well, that ought to be a dandy one. And we'll visit with you next Friday, Coach. Thanks for hanging with us.
Hey, appreciate it, Gary Lee. Thank you.